Hi, this is Grandpa Reby with another story about Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and one of their adventures. This adventure is about the time that Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig went to the seashore and went underwater exploring in some caves. It was a nice spring day, and Porky and Bugs had just got back from an early morning bicycle ride, and they were sitting on Bugs's front porch, and they were wondering what to do. So Porky said to Bugs,
Bugs, what would you like to do? I'm kind of bored.
And Bugs said,
yeah, well, we've got all the spring chores done. We've done all the work there is to do around here. We've painted the windowsills. We've cleaned out the garage. We've mowed the lawn. We've fertilized it. We've washed the cars. We basically are all caught up on everything. I say it's time to do a getaway vacation.
But yeah, that sounds like a good idea, says Porky.
So with that, Porky and Bugs decided that they were going to go to the seashore and go out into the ocean and go down underwater to explore some caves. So they got in the car, and they drove all the way to the shore of the Florida coastline, and they parked their car right by Key West. They rented a boat, they got some scuba gear, and they went out about 5 miles out to where the deep water is. They dropped the anchor, and they thought the first thing they'll do is they'll go down and take some underwater pictures. So they went down with their scuba tanks on, and they went down about 25 feet, and they looked at some beautiful coral formations and some beautiful tropical fish. In addition, they had their camera with them, so they took some pictures of the fish to show people when they got back home. Well, after they got done taking all the pictures that they wanted, they decided to eat lunch, so they went up on the top of the boat and they opened up their picnic lunch that they had brought, and they had a great lunch, and they talked about some of the other adventures they'd had. Now after lunch, it was time to go back out and go back down, so they put on a fresh scuba tank with fresh supply of air, and because they were now going deeper, they put on their wetsuit to protect them from the colder water that is down deep. So slowly they entered the water, and then they began to go down, 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 deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into the water. All of a sudden, Bugs looked ahead and he saw some bubbles coming out of an area that looked like a hole underwater. Now they had radio microphones so that they could talk to each other, even though they were underwater. And Porky goes,
Bugs, what's that hole down there? It looks like there's bubbles coming out of it.
And Bugs said,
yeah, well, I would say, based on my expert judgment, that is an underwater cave, and that those bubbles are coming from the abominable underwater cave monster that lives in deep, dark caves.
Oh, Bugs, now you're scaring me, said Porky.
Well, there are things that are worth being afraid of, and I gotta tell you that the underwater abominable sea monster is definitely a person or an animal that we need to be careful about. But don't worry, you're with Bugs, and Bugs is not afraid.
Oh, that's good, said Porky.
So they started heading down deeper and deeper, and then they came right to the mouth of the cave. And all of a sudden, they looked into the cave, and it was as dark as anything they had ever seen. It was darker than the inside of a black cat's stomach at midnight. But because Porky had Bugs with him, he wasn't afraid. And because Bugs was brave, he wasn't afraid. So Bugs said,
come on, Porky, follow me. We're going to go down into the cave.
And with that, Bugs began to go deeper down into the underwater cave, when all all of the sudden, there was a noise, and they weren't sure what it was, but it was something in the cave. And just then, they heard it. They heard this spine-chilling noise like this. Porky goes,
"What is that, Bugs?"
Bugs says, "Yeah, that's the underwater cave abominable monster. And don't worry, you're with me, so you got nothing to worry about."
"Okay, Bugs, but that sure was scary sounding."
"Yep, it sure was." And so they went deeper, deeper, deeper down into the cave. And they had a rope tied to them so that they could find their way back out. All of a sudden, Porky looked over to the right, and he saw something with eight long arms. He turned on his underwater light, and there, facing him right square, face to face, was a giant octopus with eight arms. And Porky started swimming as fast as he could to get away from it. Fortunately, the octopus had just eaten lunch, and he was taking a rest, so he didn't come after Porky, because otherwise, Porky would have made an awful good lunch for the octopus. Of course, Bugs was not too far ahead of him, and Porky caught up to him, and he says, "You should see the big octopus that I just saw." "Yeah? Well, I hope you got a picture of it." Porky says, "Yeah, but I actually did take a picture of it. When I turned the light on, I also flashed a picture with my camera."
"Very good," said Bugs. "Very good."
So with that, they went deeper into the cave, and all of a sudden, they came to the end of the cave, and they couldn't go any further. They turned a light on to just see where they were, and as soon as they turned a light on, oh my goodness, they saw all these animals in the cave that were hiding there that lived down in the deep water. There was a big squid. There was a big starfish. There was a big sea urchin. There was a shark. The shark was a nurse shark, so it wasn't interested in them. And then, all of a sudden, over in the corner, they saw the outline of something big. Something that looked like it could be possibly a man or something. And all of a sudden, they realized what it was. It was the abominable underwater sea cave monster. And then he did this. And this time, Bugs was scared and Porky was scared, and they turned and they swam out of that cave as fast as they could. They swam back to where their boat was, and they climbed up into the boat. They pulled up the anchor, they started the motor, and they headed for shore. And Porky said,
"Bugs, I'm sure glad we're heading for shore."
Bugs said,
"Yeah, I am too. It's time to get back. We had fun. And I wasn't scared. I just realized it was time to come back." "Well, that's good," said Porky. "I'm glad you weren't scared, but I gotta tell you, I was."
That's why you have Bugs along, for protection, because Bugs is brave and not afraid.
"Yep, you're right, Bugs. That's why you're my hero."
"Aw, it ain't nothing," said Bugs. So that, they got back to shore, they went back home. When they got back home, they had called ahead to tell people they were on their way back, and all their friends had a big party for them that night, and they watched slides and pictures that they had taken with their camera of the underwater animals, and especially the slide that showed the underwater abominable sea monster. And they all had a good time at the party, and then everybody went home, and Bugs and Porky decided to hit the hay and go to sleep and dream about another adventure. And that'll happen again the next time Grandpa Reby tells you a story. That is the end of the story.